Arizona homeowners.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. This is that part of the show where we move out of the yard, out of the garden, and move into, onto, in and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Any question you've got about the operation of, the remodeling of, the maintenance of, or the home improvement of your homicile, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your call. She'll get your name and your number, where you're calling from, and we'll get you on air with your question as quick as we can. We do that with the help of our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, the mighty, mighty, mighty South Dakota Jackrabbit, who's been with us 3 years now, and will make sure all the right buttons are pushed and the signal leaves our broadcast studio, hits the satellite absolutely on target, and redirects and hits your home. The miracle of modern radio. And then my son and co-host Romy Romero will help me remember all the things I taught him, things I've forgotten. When I'm stumped on questions, and he just kind of pipes in and saves the day. So I'm always grateful that Romy's here. It's Rosie Romero, Rosie on the House, and we're here for you, the Arizona homeowners. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Everybody has to be Facebook participation ready this hour.
Yes, our flagship station, KTAR, has given us 10 pairs of tickets to the golf thing coming up. It's such a
waste
big
management,
deal.
Phoenix Open.
That, there you go.
And we're going to give away 5 pair of those tickets today through the course of this hour, actually, in the 9 o'clock hour. Through the course of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be asking questions about the history of the Open, and you'll need to be prepared to react and be the first to react to each question on Facebook. We will not be taking the calls in studio. That interferes with all the calls that are coming in, people trying to ask questions on the show.
And if you've been a faithful listener and you've been active in keeping up your home, you got time to take off to go to a Phoenix Open, relax, and not worry about getting a honey-do list done on the weekend.
That's
You're
right.
already on top of it.
You won't be slaving away on caulking and painting and trimming and cleaning and all that other stuff, because all that other stuff will already be done.
How long is your honey-do
Rosie
list
on
right
the
now?
House certified. Right now, it's pretty long. You know, we had that Christmas break, and then we had the New Year's break, and then Romy and I just got back from about a week down in the bayous of South Louisiana. We were below the Intercoastal Canal, just above the Gulf Coast. I mean, just above the Gulf Coast, down in that beautiful, beautiful southern Louisiana grasslands marsh. Oh, gosh. We were so remote. We were 27 miles from the nearest filling station where the attendant had any teeth left. That's how remote we were.
Yeah, and the gentleman that we were staying and was touring us around, he was saying that after Katrina, less than 30% of the people have come back to that parish. So, I mean, it was far and few between, and you would drive along and you could see where a house may have been.
Gone.
Or some piers that were left over from a boathouse.
Gone.
Yep. It has not recovered well, but it was beautiful, and at least all the debris had been picked up. That's a lot easier when you were driving through right after the hurricane and there was just, you know, entire homes piled up. That's pretty hard to take.
That's heartbreaking. So, it was a little establishment of Cameron and Creole, Louisiana, Cameron Parish, which was virtually annihilated in Hurricane Rita. The only exception was the courthouse building, which was the only building that survived Hurricane Audrey in 1957. So just a little bit of hurricane
probably
history.
Probably because at that time they were building in masonry. I would guess it's a masonry building.
Or that courthouse was poured concrete. Now, so you ask, okay, how does the Arizona Home Improvement Show get on the topic of South Louisiana hurricanes? Well, in the next hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about natural conditions you may need to be worried about, especially as it relates to the soil underneath your house. People generally think of Arizona, hey, we're hurricane free, generally speaking. I've been here for 50 years and 2 have come up the Gulf of California and dumped extreme amounts of rain on us, but by the time they get this far inland, they've lost their fury. They've lost that wind blast of 100 miles an hour. So hurricanes aren't anything we generally worry about in Arizona.
Maybe a couple hours of flooding. And then it just all flows right back down to, out to the coast.
We don't generally have to worry about earthquakes, although we do have some mild seismic activity.
Now and then you feel
Wasn't
one.
It just a month ago Sedona shook up a little bit?
Yeah.
Sedona flag?
I was actually in Strawberry when that happened, and the guest, the host we were staying with came running out. Did you feel that? No, I didn't feel anything. I was sound asleep till you woke me up. And look, you know, something's going on. Something's wrong. I looked around and said, well, let's turn on the news. See, and sure enough.
A little tremor. All right. So we'll be talking about different soil types like expansive soil, collapsing soil, and what we can do to remediate a house that is on top of any one of these particular soil types. So that's with Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Specialists. He'll be here in the 10 o'clock hour. Now, in the 9 o'clock hour, again, we'll be running the Facebook contest for Waste Management, Phoenix Open tickets, graciously provided to us by our flagship station, KTAR. And we'll find five lucky winners that can take themselves and one best friend.
Now, the only rule, we don't have a lot of rules.
We make the rules as we go, always.
Well, this one's one winner per year. That way, because we do a lot of things. We've got the Travel Arizona. We've got a lot of sporting tickets. So on and so forth, but just so that, you know, there seems to always be that one lucky person that'll win nine times or has got it all figured out to somehow be the first one every time. So one winner per year. So if you see somebody has already answered correctly ahead of you, don't let that stop you from participating because it could be somebody that, you know, we're going to have to disqualify.
Ew, watch out.
Because they've already won something from Rosie on the House within the past year.
Okay, so study up your Phoenix Open history as we go to our first call. We'll be coming back with the first question to win the first set of tickets right after we deal with Mike up in beautiful Desert Mountain. Good morning, Mike. You're having a gorgeous morning, I know.
No, it's wonderful up here. We love it.
Man. What's your question?
Well, let's see. In my backyard, I have eight pillars that are cinder block. They're two cinder blocks wide on all four sides, so it's 16 inches square.
Okay.
They built those up about 15 feet or so, and on top of those, they put 10 by 12 lumber to form a patio frame, if you will.
Okay.
Okay, on top of that, we actually have solar panels, and we love it.
Okay.
The problem is, then the pillars, the cinder block pillars have been stuccoed.
Okay.
Scratch coat. And then the next coat was a colored elastomeric brown. Nice color. Everything looks great.
Okay.
However, they didn't cap the cinder block pillars.
All righty.
Rain comes in, and we've had over 17 inches of rain up here this year. It's been a great year.
It has been. Had it, boy. That desert up there, my father lives right up by you, and we trailer our horses up there and ride all the time. It's one of the prettiest northern Scottsdale desert has looked in years and years and years. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous. In fact, we get a kick out of everybody says North Scottsdale, and they mean Bell Road.
Yeah.
And we're in north Scottsdale.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway, the rain, since they didn't cap it in any way at all, rain gets in there. And generally, it's not a problem, but it's been about 8 years now that they've been up.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the water seeps through and you get this white.
Right.
I don't know if it's calcium or salt or whatever it is.
It's salt. We call it effervescence.
Okay. And, you know, I can scrub it down.
Yeah.
But I can't cap it. There's no way. I've tried stuccoing and I've tried caulk, and water still seeps through there. It's just impossible without taking those beams off and capping it.
Right.
Is there any way that I can seal it from the outside and restucco or repaint or reseal or whatever? It looks terrible.
Yeah. The first thing that I would want to try and take a look at, Mike, is there is a epoxy-based waterproof cement called ThoroSeal. We use it to line the inside of water cisterns. We use it on the outside of hillside basements to keep water from leaching into the basements.
Yeah.
I've used it on the side of Camelback Mountain, on the side of Mummy Mountain, up on homes that we've built in your neighborhood, and I've yet to ever had it fail. And I would tell you that if we could take a look at maybe doing a little grind down of the top of the stucco that's already there and replace it, instead of being cement base, use it the waterproof epoxy base thorough seal. Put a little bitty lip on that to keep the open pores of the masonry that are exposed to the sky all sealed up. You aren't going to eliminate the moisture penetration because the wood's going to get wet and it's going to leach through there, but you would greatly reduce the amount of moisture that gets inside that block wall and leaches out, leaving all that efflorescence on the column that does look so horrible. So if you'd like us to come up and take a look at it, we certainly can. I could find you a great mason. I could find you a great painter. There's three or four different trades that we could, you know, get up there and get it taken care of. And gosh, I bet he had a beautiful morning about 10 days ago when it snowed up there all on Mount Baldy and Mount Ord, and looking across, and the Superstitions were snow-covered, and Four Peaks was snow-covered, and even the McDowells were snow-crusted right up about the top 500 feet. It was one of the most beautiful mornings I've ever seen.
Four Peaks under snow is hard to beat.
Oh, gosh.
That's just such a distinguished mountain in Arizona, and seeing it snow covered is a once every 4 or 5 year occurrence. It's not all that often,
especially as covered as it was that event.
Yeah, that's a hard scenery to beat.
Absolutely. So wherever you're living in Arizona, you can reach us by dialing toll free. That was Mike from Desert Mountain. We have Joyce calling from Tucson, and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Now, if you know who was the winner of the first Phoenix Open, we're going to post that question right now on Facebook. Go there and in the comments, answer it. The first one to get it right that hasn't been a winner of a Rosie on the House prize in the last 12 months will get a pair of tickets to the general admission to the Phoenix Open.
That's right. Waste Management, Phoenix Open.